a little background on Dr. Allen. Dr. Allen is an assistant professor in the Department of Family Medicine, holds a medical degree, and is an investigator in the program in health disparities research at the University of Minnesota. Her research focuses on community-based participatory approaches to develop health promotion and substance abuse use prevention interventions among Latino and other immigrant adolescents and their families. She has been the principal investigator on multiple grants from the New Hampshire Institute of Health, and with her is a co-author is Dr. Ally Hurtado, right? Yes, and he may be adding something to the conversation later.
We decided we keep it simple, so I'll be doing the presenting, but Ali will be participating in any questions that you have about our program afterwards. And I also want to acknowledge Ursula Reynoso, who was wanted to be here today. She's one of our community partners, but was unable at the last minute. So no disclosures. So as this group knows, early adolescence is an important time to initiate tobacco prevention for youth, and for Latino youth in particular, that Latino family context is protective against tobacco and other substance use. However, we know that within families, multiple stressors can undermine some of those protective cultural and parenting practices that we know really work in the favor of these families. So family-focused interventions that support families, support adolescent-parent relationships, can be an effective way to prevent tobacco and other substance use over time, but few are designed specifically for Latino families and take into consideration the needs of Latino family-serving organizations as well. So we know that cultural moderators may impact participants' response to family-focused interventions, and that these cultural moderators have been looked at in a number of ways. So language use, time or generation in the United States, and then in our pilot study for this intervention, we identified that parental cultural value orientation moderated parents' response to this to our pilot intervention. So our objectives today are twofold. First, to describe the efficacy outcomes of the Padres Informados Jóvenes Preparados intervention. And we are a community-based participatory research randomized controlled trial. So our goal is to prevent tobacco and other substance use among Latino youth aged 10 to 14 by strengthening family skills and promoting positive youth development. And our second objective is really to describe the cultural moderators of our study outcomes. So our intervention was collaboratively developed, and you can see the logos for some of our partner organizations on the bottom there, and implemented through a community university partnership that included Latino parents, youth, and family-serving organizations. And the intervention, I'm not going to talk a lot about how we use CBPR to develop the intervention. I can answer questions about that afterwards. But we just very briefly started with a parent advisory board who identified their concerns about parenting and their concerns of their health of their adolescents, and also identified the cultural values that they felt were truly foundational and that they wanted to convey to their children. So that was kind of the underpinning of the intervention that we developed that consists of 8 parent and 4 youth sessions. So the study was randomized at the family level across 8 collaborative sites with a delayed control condition. So just real briefly, on those sites, we did not use sort of trained research assistants. Across those 8 sites, we trained related to the principles of CBPR and really wanting to generate capacity in the community itself. We trained community facilitators who implemented the program. We trained staff who worked with us on recruitment and kind of retention in the intervention. So this is real quickly as our conceptual model. Parent training and youth training and leading to improved parent-youth interpersonal relations. And our target was lower youth susceptibility to smoking, with, you know, hopefully looking at lower smoking rates over the long term. And just real quickly, this was the content of the 8 sessions that were collaboratively developed and implemented. So these are sort of foundational topics. We integrated those Latino parents' priorities with some of the evidence-based parenting practices that we know relate to reduced tobacco and other substance use. So we looked at parenting styles specifically for immigrant families, the challenges in living in multiple worlds, adolescent development, communication, discipline, conflict resolution, and monitoring, and then friends and maintaining connection between parent and youth. And you can see on the right the sessions that were just focused on the parents, and then the other sessions that were focused on the parents and youth. For those sessions, the families received programs separately and then came together at the end of the evening for family skill building. So our primary outcome is a 3-item youth susceptibility to smoking scale, and we looked at that at 6 months post-intervention. The 6-month outcome was really part of that delayed control design that we used because our community partners wanted everyone that they recruited into the intervention to get the program. So it was a long wait for some of those control families, but that 6 months post-intervention outcome was decided on for that reason. So the potential cultural moderators that we looked at were parent years in the U.S., home language use, and then the Mexican-American traditional value scale, which was developed by Nancy Gonzalez. And it's a 29-item scale assessing Latino enculturation. So some of the sample questions include men and women have different roles in life that they should continue to live by. Children should always do things to make their parents happy. And we created a binary variable based on the median cutoff range. So low versus high traditional Latino values. So our participants were 352 families, including a youth age 10 to 14, and at least one immigrant parent or guardian. As I mentioned before, the community sites led the recruitment with a lot of support from Ali and others, and their recruitment strategies differed across sites. And this real quickly is our study flow diagram, and mostly I just wanted to point out that 352 families were randomized, 176 youth in the intervention and control group, and you can see that there are 198 parents. So in some cases, 2 parents participated, in other cases, just 1 parent participated. And then at the bottom there, we lost a couple of families along the way. The analysis that I'm presenting is 174 youth, 196 parents in the intervention group, and 172 youth, 196 parents in the control group. So the analyses that I'm presenting are intention to treat analyses. And in terms of objective 1, we looked at just basic logistic regression model tested for intervention effect at 6 months post-intervention. And then for objective 2, we looked at those 3 potential cultural moderators, testing for interaction terms through a simple individual logistic regression model for each, adjusting for those variables that you see there. And then our final model was a second logistic regression model that included the significant cultural moderators added into our basic model. So this is our participants, the families that we enrolled in the study. On the left, the parent participants were mostly moms, as is typical for these kind of studies. And most of them had been in the U.S. around 15 years. They were largely Mexican Americans, and a significant percent of them were low income. And then for the youth, we had a nice balance of boys and girls who participated. The mean age was 12 years, and most of them were born in the United States. Most of them had one participating parent, and 89% of them were never smokers at baseline. And I should just mention that our intervention and control groups were balanced on all of these baseline characteristics. So this is our basic model. So this tells us, unfortunately, that at least at 6 months post-intervention, our intervention did not work at reducing youth smoking susceptibility. And I'm happy to talk about more at the end about why we think that is. Some of it, I think, is related to our design in the short follow-up time period. Baseline smoking susceptibility predicted 6 months smoking susceptibility, but intervention group did not. In our moderator analysis, identifying those cultural moderators or interaction terms, the parent years in the U.S. and home language use interactions were not significant, but the Mexican American cultural value scale by group interaction was significant. So when we looked at that in our more complete model, you can see that the intervention group by Mexican American cultural values or traditional value score was significant. So, and then when you look at the analyses that we did below, trying to explore what is the who is the intervention actually working for, it's families whose parents reported lower adherence to traditional cultural values. So for youth in whose parents kind of reported lower traditional values, the intervention actually was effective at reducing smoking susceptibility. So in conclusion, we did not see any overall intervention effects at reducing youth susceptibility to smoking, but we did find, as I just mentioned, that the intervention does seem to work for youth whose parents report low adherence to traditional Latino values. And so potentially this intervention is effective for families for whom its cultural grounding is most needed. So limitation is that participants represent immigrant Latino families in one geographic area of the country. All of our outcomes were self-report. And I think points for discussion is it's important, in particularly as culturally grounded interventions, to think about who the intervention is working for and why. So cultural orientation is an important moderator that should be considered in future interventions. So, and acculturation has become a word that we don't use in our partnership because of the implication of it being sort of a linear process. So, but I do think that it's important to think about these other measures of that are traditionally looked at in terms of acculturation, length of time in the U.S., language use were not significant for our moderators for our intervention, but this adherence to traditional values, regardless of time in the U.S., seemed to be important to consider. So just wanted to acknowledge our other authors and collaborators on this project and our funders.